It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Friday nights in February is the final month of the high school basketball season, and a Friday night with Big Seven League hoops tonight as we get set to bring you the Holton Wildcats against the Nemaha Central Thunder. Welcome to our broadcast. Colin is our studio engineer. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday, and we'll have special guest Mike Turpin on the broadcast tonight. So one guarantee, and that is the fact that it will not be a one-sided broadcast, as we have both representation from Holton and Nemaha here on the broadcast tonight. This, of course, is a rematch from earlier this season, a game in which both Nemaha Central teams defeated Holton back in December, and the first quarter told the story in those two games. The Nemaha Central girls jumped to a 21-6 lead over Holton in the first quarter and never looked back. The Nemaha Central boys led 17-3 at the end of the first quarter in their first meeting and ended up winning by 7 as well. Coming into tonight, the Nemaha Central girls are 11-2, and they are undefeated in the Big Seven League, trying to stay atop the standings with Riverside, whom they have yet to play this season and have two games remaining against the Cyclones. The Holton girls are 5-9 on the season, currently 3-5 in the Big Seven, but they've won two consecutive games, both of them earlier this week, beating Royal Valley Tuesday in overtime, and last night defeating Perry Lecompton 35-27. Nemaha Central also playing for the second night in a row, as the Thunder played last night against Royal Valley, and the ladies won their matchup 37-27 over the Panthers last night. But Coach John Holliday, my normal broadcast partner on the Holton Channel, where we're streaming live and worldwide as well tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I know Holton and Nemaha Central is always a fun and looked forward to matchup for many, including your days at the helm. And you'd probably love to be coaching against Turp tonight, but instead you get to do a little broadcasting with him. How's that going to go?
I'm excited about this. We talked about this earlier in the year, and Turp agreed to come down. This is before radio. This is when we're going to be on the whole channel. But so we got to be nice tonight on radio. But
we're regulated by the FCC tonight, guys.
So,
okay.
So, which isn't a problem for me, but Turp, you know, he's kind of a little left of center. But when I was coaching, the Purple games were a lot of fun. First of all, Royal Valley, it was a game, and we saw that early week, and that when you played Royal Valley, you kind of threw everything out the window. It was a rivalry game, and it went on, and Nemaha Central or Nemaha Valley back in the day.
Valley.
It's still Nemaha Valley, isn't it?
I'm glad
somebody else agrees with me. So, but with Nemaha Central and Nemaha Valley, those were special games, and they were so competitive. Between Turp and I, but that was as far as the truth. We had some great athletes.
Yeah,
they could really play, and it was just we really don't have a composite score, do we? Who won more than the other one? But
don't bring that up.
But it was always a knockdown, drag out. Fans were treated to something spectacular when Holton and Nemaha Central took the floor.
Well, let's just say that this place was my worst nightmare when it came to.
Well, welcome back.
When it came to playing in the Big Seven, because we had Sabetha's number, but we never could get your number, and Sabetha had your number, and it always come down to us three.
And it did. We had a lot of knockdown dragouts. In fact, my wife just found the article you wrote. I don't know what. Turp's also an accomplished author. He writes for the newspaper. About nothing. But it was one of those things that we kind of had Nemaha Central. We had some success against them, and they had a lot of success against Beth, and we did not have very much success against
Valley. Nemaha Valley.
Nemaha Valley. Sorry, I apologize. And with Scott Berger at the helm, but the thing about it is, as competitive as we were, and as hard-nosed as the games were, and the knockdown dragouts we had, the three of us remained really close friends. We used to hunt together and a lot of other stuff as well.
Yeah,
but
they're my two closest colleagues in coaching.
But it was we're gonna see the same thing tonight. You know, Nemaha Central has really had does a great job having trouble scoring the ball as Holton. So whoever can play the best defense tonight is going to have a chance to win tonight.
Yep. Haddon has mentioned, and I've seen them play a bunch, and they do, you know, they got good athletes. They do about everything right. They just have a little problem putting the ball in the hole.
Kind of the story of the Big 7 League overall this year on the boys and the girls' side, but especially the girls' side. I think most teams, maybe except Riverside, feel like they just need to go out and score about 35 points and they got a pretty good chance of winning.
Right.
Wasn't that easy for you guys back in the day, was it?
No.
35 was halftime score.
Yeah. And that's...
We're going to have to get the scorebooks out and settle some differences, I can say. You know, if somebody would have been smart, they I guess they still can, if they developed an old folks home for coaches. Because all the arguments and the rocking chairs we could sit on the front porch and tell stories. So.
Might be able to charge admission for people to sit around and listen to the stories.
Yep.
Hopefully it wouldn't get too deep. So Mike Turpening, longtime coach at Nemaha Valley, John Holliday, longtime coach at Holton High School for their girls' programs, joining us tonight on the broadcast. We're going to get a timeout in now because we may not be able to get one in as this game progresses. So we'll thank a couple sponsors here on our pregame timeout. Be back to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups and get this game underway between Holton and Nemaha Central here tonight on FM 103.9 KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at kellermaninsurance.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
And good news, Brandon Tadman is on his way back. He should return next week, so we'll have our Sports Director back in the saddle broadcasting basketball next week. Justin Fluke tonight, and Mike Turpening as we're live on the Holton Channel and here on KNZA. We'll get you the starting lineups here. Nemaha Central, the visitors for Coach Haddon Hilchen in his 14th season now as head coach, approaching 500 wins. Approaching 250 wins. But I had 500 on my mind. Don't let me forget, I got a double tonight. If John Thomas wins the boys game, it's career win number 499. But I don't want to be off by one and miss some recognition. So I think Thomas is going for 499 tonight. But we'll talk about your coach's wins a little bit later as well. Haddon's got a ways to go, but off to a great season again, following up last year's great results. They're 11-2 on the season, and their starters go like this. 5'8 junior Zoe Sudbeck in the backcourt with 5'6 junior Cammie Dollinghouse. 5'8 junior Zoe Sudbeck. And it's Callie Honeyman, a 5'11 sophomore, and Reagan Garrity inside, a 6-foot junior for Nemaha Central. So a team that really only plays about one senior on the roster for the Lady Thunder this season. Holton Wildcats have had a shuffled lineup throughout much of this year because of some sickness and injuries. They will bring Kaya Taylor off the bench tonight in her second game back. They will start Tinley Wilson, a 5'10 freshman, in the backcourt with Erlyn senior. Also starting is Brooke Wilcott, a 5'11 junior. Natalie Wilcott, a 5'9 senior. And inside for Holton, it's 6-foot junior Elizabeth Schuster. So a couple of pretty powerful girls inside, Garrity and Schuster. Holton will start Wilcott, Wilson, Allen, and Liz. And they gave you the Nemoff Central starters of Honeyman, Sudbeck, also Holthouse, Garrity, and Dollinghouse. What is it, Mike Turpinning, about all the names that end in house? I tell you what, there's a lot of similar names in Nemaw County, but there's never been a shortage of athletes, that is for sure.
It's a good thing they have a lot of similar names, because most of them were athletes. Names are pretty much the same, even when Baileyville came over.
John Holliday, what do you think about this game tonight? We mentioned that first quarter, Nemaw kind of blew Holton out, didn't look back, but Nemaw's been struggling to score a little bit, just like Holton in their last few games. Barely beat Hiawatha by 2 and only put up 37 to beat Royal Valley by 10 last night. So I feel like just another big 7-league game. If anybody can come out, score early points, and take momentum, they got a pretty good chance.
Well, if you coach Heisler, I think he's got to be happy with the opportunity he has in front of him tonight. You know, his kids are playing as well as they have all year. They're coming off two win streak. First double back-to-back that they've had. His kids are playing, sticking there like he did early in the year. And, you know, they just got to get the ball to go in the hole. But you're going to find out tonight whether or not you're ready to step up to the next level. We said that last night they were picked third in the Big 7 to start the year. And they could jump into that upper echelon with a win tonight against Nemaw Central.
Turp, what were you always talking about as keys before a basketball game, especially a road win at Holton?
Right. It's shooting.
Yeah.
And you know both teams, whoever puts the ball in the hole at the right time, I look for it to be a close game.
Holton wins the tip. Nemaw pokes it out of play. And so the Wildcats will have it here in their half court with their home whites tonight, blue letters and numbers. Nemaw Central in the purples with the blue letters, numbers trimmed in white. And Wilcott tried to step through a double team, called for a travel. Turnover's been a big problem for especially Holton, more so than Nemaw Central, but Nemaw had a great tournament. Did you see any of their games at Wellsville? They had a double overtime loss to Spring Hill, but they ended up third.
It was actually triple.
Triple overtime, yeah.
And then Spring Hill went on and won the tournament. So
you watched some of that game?
Yeah, I went to it. Yeah, it was they played their best basketball at Wellsville, but then they got home and they can't shoot again.
He's moved south to buckets.
Beat Baldwin for third place in that tournament after falling to Spring Hill. Here's a turnover by Nemaw Central.
Holton jumped in a zone, and you know, after playing man-to-man all last night, probably no big surprise with Dollinghouse and Jeremy inside that they jump into the zone and got the turnover, go the other way, see if they can't get a bucket.
Almost a minute gone by, either team yet to shoot. Both teams have turned it to her sister Natalie, the senior, puts up a shot at the elbow and scores the game's first two. A little off balance, but Natalie got it to go. She's averaging almost 4 points per game. Holton back in that zone that Coach Holliday talked about. Here's the skip from Honeyman to Holthouse. Back on the wing to Dolly now.
She needs to take that shot. She was hot at Wellsville.
Pinball around, and Holthouse turned it over. Got some girls that can shoot for sure.
Yep, just three-pointers. I was never a big fan, but Adam loves it. But they shot well at Wellsville.
There's a traveling call to our turnovers are even at two. It's a 2-0 game with 6:21 to go first quarter.
Must be that younger generation.
I don't understand.
You know, and of course, we're talking younger generation. Hasn't been there for 14 years. But,
yeah,
you know, Holton's a team that's shot a lot of threes, you know, on the girls' side. But and sometimes they shoot till they make, and then they kind of get hot, and it's kind of an up and down.
Yeah, these two teams are matched really well.
Nemaw gets a paint touchdown, kick out three. It is Holthouse, but missed it. Backside rebound. Nobody boxed out Callie Honeyman, who sticks it back up and in to tie the game at two.
She's probably their best athlete.
Phenomenal sophomore at 5'11". Holton's got a few athletes, but Brooke Wilcott, a 5'11 junior, probably one of their most talented all the way around.
Sus has got her man walked up the lane and didn't get it.
Brinley Wilson. Nice find in the paint. On her way to the basket as Natalie missed the bank shot that time. Out of bounds, and Holton will keep it.
Seems like we lose a lot of those rebounds right under the basket. I don't know why that is. But.
We blame that on poor coaching.
I can blame it on Haddon. That'd be fine.
Holton gets it in underneath their own goal. Still tied at two. Wilson takes a look. Now Allen on the left wing, and they call her for the quick travel after she caught the basketball. She a bit confused. It's the third turnover on Holton, who will bring in the game's first substitution and add a six-foot junior down low in Laura Larrison.
Laura's been playing some pretty good basketball this week, actually. Matter of fact, she's really starting to fill up the stat column and doing some good things, scoring the ball, rebounding, got some blocks, playing straight up.
Kaya Taylor's checked in as well, 5'4 junior for Holton at the guard spot. She's atop the 2-3 zone right now with Allen defensively. The Thunder play a little catch on the perimeter. Zoe Sudbeck tries to drive baseline, tough shot missed, Larrison with the board. Just over 3 minutes gone by. 2-2 tie. Nobody picks up Taylor. She'll pop a three, top of the key, and hit it.
Bingo.
Off the bench, Taylor with the triple. Had four of those against Riverside a little over a week ago.
Yeah, Nehemiah had a little lapse of picking her up there since we're playing man.
After she had checked in, yeah.
Used to play man to man.
Never did.
Here's a fake three and a drive by Holthouse. Haley to the baseline, finds Honeyman left of the goal. Shot off the glass too high. And
there's the problem. Those that should go in, they just don't.
It's early.
Yeah, it is. But getting towards the end of the season. But
yeah,
you know,
early in the game, later in the season. Yeah.
Right.
Four turnovers now on Holton as the ball knocked free again, and the Thunder have it. But we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Haddon Hilchin. So 2 points in just over 4 minutes, not enough for the Thunder head coach. He'll talk it over, and we'll step away. For a 30-second timeout here on the Holton Channel and FM 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. He's a Seneca guy, so we actually got a 2-2 tie between the four of us. We got two from Seneca, and Colin Feldkamp running our operation. Mike Turpin joining us on the broadcast, as well as John Holliday and myself, Justin Fluke. After a Thunder timeout, they've got the ball down 5-2.
How long was Haddon your assistant?
Haddon never was.
Oh, three ball by. Full house.
I was his assistant the last five
years.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. But he never listened to me.
Well, you were talking about Haley Holthouse needing to shoot the three. She just made one there to tie this game
at
five.
She did well at Wellsville. So, Cammy Dollinghouse is a great banger inside, but she plays outside, too. And she had two taller sisters that were quite a force.
Ema with the possession here. Chance to take the lead. Tied at five. We approach the three-minute mark in the first quarter. Another open three. Yeah. It's Holthouse again. Ooh. This one off the front iron. Long rebound, tapped by Holton. Backcourt, Thunder got it, but then slipped down, and it's going to be Holton ball.
She's a sophomore. Hermes has been playing pretty well for Haddon.
Freshman,
yeah.
Just checked in. That's Emma Hermes.
Yeah, and there's another one, too. She's a freshman.
Holton's been playing, or started one freshman. They've been playing a couple in some games this season. There's a lot more youth in the Big Seven. The rosters are down. I mean, you hear all the coaches talk about not having as many girls out.
No, I think that's happening everywhere.
2:45 to go, first half. Game tied at five. Holton's ball. Taylor over to Brooke Wilcott. Now Schuster high post, turns and shoots off the back lip. Rebound Thunder. Holton getting any second chance opportunities as Ema pushes it ahead to Dollinghouse. And her pass stolen away by Brooke Wilcott.
Got to take care of the ball.
Three Thunder turnovers.
Well, if you see Brooke Wilcott there, she's probably going to get her hand on the pass.
Pretty sticky fingers for sure. She had 80-plus steals last year. Now the ball ripped away by Haley Holthouse. Throws it way up the court to Dollinghouse. Six Holton turnovers now. Here's Garrity.
Here's Dollinghouse inside.
Only 5'6". How did she
I don't know what
get
happened.
Open down there?
I don't know, but she's a tough cookie.
And a good putback. Nemaw's had a couple stickbacks now, and they have the 7-5 lead. 1:50 to go first quarter. Schuster lobs it to Wilson. It has not been a good three-point shooting team on the season. Here's Schuster left of the lane, banks it, and it spun out.
Made a great move, went to her left, just didn't get it finished. Didn't get it finished.
Honeyman slams on the brakes. Holthouse flips it over to Hermish. Now back to Holthouse, near side to Dollinghouse. Flashing in the paint. Honeyman catches, shoots, and got the bounce. Second field goal for Callie Honeyman. And the Thunder lead by 4.
Say, Holton had a 5-2 lead. Timeout, Holton, 30 seconds.
7-0 run as Holton will take their first timeout of the night. Our timeouts tonight are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor. They're located just west of Whiting and online at popcorn.net. So, Coach Turpin, you got an all-time favorite game. I mean, you had an undefeated season and won state a million times. I don't know how you can decide some of your top moments, Coach.
I actually never had an undefeated season.
You didn't have one?
This guy.
Well, we returned the favor. They had a.
You
had. I got to think, 94.
Yeah.
We had our third year reunion, and our only loss was to Nemaw Valley.
And we won state.
And we won state. You guys got third that year, if I remember right. Is that right?
3A.
And 3A. And the year, what year was it? We beat you. Where were we? We were your only.
That was 92.
You went 95 or 25.
25-1. Yep. So we
hated each other.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite game or moment or memory? Or?
Well, I have a favorite memory that we beat Holton. That we actually do very often. I think it's the only game we won in the old gym. And that's a big one. Yep.
3-point basket by Emma Hermish after Holton had missed a three out of the timeout. Nemaw hits one and extends their lead now to a 10-0 run. The old.
We go back that far.
I tell you how old we are.
The only game we ever won in there when I was coaching, so I must have been the problem.
Yeah.
20 seconds left here in the first quarter. 12-5 Nemaw. Holton's got the basketball against a man-to-man D. Nemaw scored 10 consecutive points, and they get a steal. Great defense. Ball taken away there from Wilson. Now 8 seconds to shoot. Holthouse puts it over to the left. Up top, Holthouse gets the shot off. Made it!
She gets going. She's pretty good.
That's 3 threes in the first quarter. 2 by Haley Holthouse. The buzzer beater there caps a 13-0 run, and this is kind of like the first meeting in Seneca with the Nemaw Central girls ahead of Holton, 15-5. We'll take a timeout and return in 1 minute with one quarter in the book. This is Big 7 League Basketball on KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, Holton High School. Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Mike Turpin with you. 15-5 as we start the second quarter. Emaw Central's got the lead, and they just lost the basketball. Liz Schuster gets the steal, but then she nearly threw it away. Turnovers were a problem for Holton. They had six of them in that first quarter. Holton led 5-2, and then the Thunder scored 13 in a row, including three threes, two by Haley Holthouse. Buzzer beater Emma Hermish had a three off the bench as well.
Got a foul there
on Zoe Sudbeck.
Yep.
Her first. Yeah, is that our first foul of the game? I don't know if we had any in the first quarter.
That's the first. Yep.
What do you think? Ball goes out of bounds. Holton will keep it. What do you think about the five fouls per quarter, resetting each quarter, no more one and one?
I like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I talked to Haddon about it, and I just think it speeds the game up. You know. Are you a fan?
I'm still kind of waiting to make my final decision, I guess, after this first season. The first few games, it seemed like I didn't like it because it made the games longer. We had teams get a double bonus in the
third
quarters. Yeah, pretty quick.
Girls' games can happen that way.
Settled in a little bit. I've gotten more used to it. I also kind of like the one and ones just from the, you know, you had to earn the second free throw sometimes. I kind of like that concept.
Yeah.
Liz Schuster going to go to the line here. A shooting foul will give her two free throws. The second foul on Emaw Central is number one on freshman Emma Hermish. Schuster, a great free throw shooter, 78% on the year, but misses that one. She leads Holton, averaging 14 points and 12 rebounds a game. Taylor in, Wilson out. Holton's lineup is Schuster, Natalie and Brooke Wilcott, Taylor and Erlyn Allen. Hermish, Dollinghouse, Honey. Also set back out there. Both free throws are missed by Schuster, and we get a jump ball on the rebound. It's going to stay here on Holton's end. They're still down 10 with nearly a minute gone by in the second quarter.
Schuster has kind of an unusual release on that free throw. But what did you say she was shooting?
78%.
Yeah, she shoots it well. It's a little kind of a low release.
She was good last night at the line again.
Yes, she was.
Tried to get it into her, but the inbounds pass stolen. Great defense by Cammie Dollinghouse. Seven Holton turnovers. Everybody left Termish. Now she'll pass it up top to Dollinghouse. Holton. Nice ball thrown away. That's turnover number five on the Thunder. 6:46 left to go till the Highland Community College halftime show. After the game tonight, we'll pick a player to bank on, presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Holton has made two shots, and it's been quite a while since they've scored any points in this game. Schuster to the left wing, hands it off to Taylor, who hit a three in the first period. Emaw stays man-to-man defensively. Pass down low, and Natalie Wilcott couldn't hang on.
Holt jumped in man-to-man coming out of the quarter. Kind of paid some dividends. Obviously, they haven't scored the ball, but Emaw Central hadn't either. I don't know, hadn't run in Oklahoma, is that what he was calling?
He's a big Oklahoma fan.
Yeah, he's not really smart.
You know that he's always had that Oklahoma play, although it may be different now. But
another turnover by Emaw.
Over and back, turnover number six against Emaw Central.
This game goes fast because of two fouls. That's kind of what I was referring to earlier. But you get a foul fest, they are slow.
So Emaw Central 7-0, trying to keep pace with Riverside, who finished second at the state tournament 2A last year and have been ranked number one this whole season. They're still undefeated. Have you had a chance to see the Riverside girls? I know Nemo's got them twice still here in February.
I saw them twice last year, but they've got that
wiser group.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, push foul here. It's going to be the third foul now on Emaw Central in just over 2 minutes of this second quarter. And the personal this time going on Reagan Garrity.
That's what Turpin would be chirping at the official, saying it's 3-0. Playing about the foul ball. Not even.
Allen along two on the right wing. It's an air ball, and Larrison cannot save it in.
But unfortunately, Holiday would be have already made friends with the official before the game. So
I talked to him. You saw that tonight. I talked to him, tell him how great they are, and you always came down.
I'd come talk to you after they left.
We had that. Always had to be the bad cop, and I could be the good cop. They like me.
Yeah, they took advantage. You guys took advantage of it, too.
Yeah, we did.
Offensive rebound for the Thunder off a miss by Sudbeck. So Nemaw gets a bonus possession here. They're up double digits with the ball. And still on a run of 13 unanswered. Holthaus makes the three. Dolly now near side to Hermish. Nemaw fans wanted to push foul. Coach Heisler wanted to travel. The official just keeps his whistle quiet. Now we have a jump ball. Taylor ties up Dolly now. Stays with Nemaw Central this time on the possession arrow as Honeyman checks back in. 5:02 to go till half.
Had a slow second quarter on the scoreboard.
Yep.
But
no points in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Up at the four corners to get it into Garrity. Fouled.
Old screen to screener.
Yep. Pick the picker.
Works. They both work.
So we call it.
They, you know, that's the thing about. I was a big zone guy underneath on. And
yeah.
We like the trap out of it as Garrity hits, misses the front end of a two shot foul. But, you know, I never could go man to man out of bounds. You never did.
I never played
man to man.
No.
Only
time, maybe the last 3 minutes when we were behind. But.
He was a big matchup zone guy, fresh gen, matchup zone. And I'd like to say he was an easy scout. Scout, that's something we need to come bring up later.
Yeah.
Terp scouting ability.
You got to remember how old I was when I did that.
Yeah, Christmas.
Two missed free throws by Garrity, but Nemaw gets another offensive rebound.
And
this
another,
shot by Dolinaus. Another offensive rebound. This shot by Sudbeck.
And another one.
Honeyman gets aboard. Loose ball in the corner.
Got three.
Three offensive rebounds already on this possession. Still nobody scored in the second quarter. Thunder by 10. Both teams have gone 0-for-2 at the line now here in the second quarter.
They've taken that three away with their man defense.
Yeah, they have.
Nice find Honeyman. Left block is fouled from behind on Tinley Wilson. That'll be her first, and we'll get two free throws for Nemaha.
Yeah, that's that. We used to call it Cowboy. We used to run the same thing. It was
right.
I know Coach Thomas runs it a lot.
Right.
High post. Oklahoma State.
Underwood?
Yep. Underwood was. I'm sure he ran it elsewhere, but he ran it a lot at Oklahoma State, which is why we called it Cowboy.
Right.
And it's a tough offense to defend.
You really
got to get off the ball and get the help and. Or you get that easy bucket down there.
If we could just make them.
Well, I was going to say.
Both free throws missed by Callie Honeyman. Reagan Garrity had missed two as well, so the score remains 15-5. And Holton's got a possession here at the midway point of the second frame.
Holton's doing a great job defensively. I mean, 4 minutes, you set Nemaw Central down to 0 points.
Yep.
But turnovers kill you, and there's a foul.
Kelly Honeyman with the steal.
That was
Holton's
a good foul.
Turnover.
It was 3-0, and then Terp started complaining about the foul call. Now it's 3-2.
Yep.
3-3.
Got it evened up.
Yeah, that didn't happen when you were coaching.
Well, we went to Nemaw Hall. We always had Terp and Terp and Terp as the officials up there.
Becca Lassie checks in, her first appearance for the 6-foot freshman for Holton. Still 15-5, same score we had at the end of the first quarter. Thunder missed 4 free throws, but they had 3 offensive rebounds on their last possession. Now they throw it away. Tinley Wilson with the steal up the court, and wild shot after Holthaus. Give her credit for hustling back to contest that layup. And the foul on Nemaw Central on the floor. It's on Holton, excuse me. Natalie Wilcott following the play. So when you scouted Terp,
Yes, you traded VHS tapes, right? And
once in a while,
watched some VHS tapes.
Usually, I just call them. They talk to me on the phone, the coaches. And but yeah, when we get to state, that would be it.
Reagan Carity hits a bucket, got a clean look there in front of the basket, and put it in to increase the Nemaha Central lead to 12.
It's a good thing the technology wasn't any higher back then.
Right? That's a true statement. Well, I got a scout. I had Terp scout for me one time. And we're going to have to take a little time to tell this story.
Wait
but,
till halftime? Is that
what
you're saying?
Yeah,
you got to remember
time.
I was...
It was horrible. I saw his scout basketball games and state tournaments as he did. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
You got to remember, I had distractions that night. I was trying to scout both teams, and one of my old players came and sat by me.
It was horrible.
Kim Clark. Yeah. All right.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
I still got it somewhere.
You ought to frame it.
I should.
Brooke Wilcott drives at the side of the glass, and Nemaha Central push it ahead here, leading 17-5. Nice bounce pass to Honeyman, who finishes.
The little Mackey girl that came in there had a nice game in Wellsville. She has a sister that I imagine is still in college. Played on one of Haddon's best teams.
Laura Mackey?
Not Laura.
Okay. Turnover on Holton again. They're 10th one.
Great.
Yeah, we're going to get a full timeout. Second one taken by Holton, so we'll step away. Just 2:39 to go till the break. Our score is Nemaha Central 19, Holton 5, and the Wildcats haven't scored in over 9 minutes of basketball now here in this game. We'll return in 30 seconds on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton. Justin Fluke joined by John Holliday and Mike Turpinine. We got 2:39 to go till halftime, and Nemaha Central leading 19-5. Holton led 5-2 in this game. That seems like about an hour ago. They were down 15-5 at the end of the first quarter, but too many turnovers, and Nemaha getting a lot more shots up than the Wildcats right now.
Well, you know, second quarter, not bad defensively. You've held Nemaha Central to 4 points, which you have to feel good about that. But, you know, Tinley had a breakaway, couldn't convert. We're throwing some turnovers, but, you know, they're right there. Just got to find a way to score some points.
Kick out, 3D, Holthouse off the iron this time, and we got an over-the-back on Nemaha Central's Zoe Sedbeck. She's the first player to get a second foul, but that means we're heading to the other end for two free throws here. That's foul number 5 on the Thunder this quarter.
I'm used to that.
What's that?
Holding, shooting free throws.
You shouldn't have fouled us.
Greg and Garrity going to come back in as Sudbeck picked up her second. Shooting the free throws for Holton is Laura Larrison. She misses badly. So Holton is 0 for 3 at the line, and Nemaha is 0 for 4. We definitely don't have a shooting clinic going on here today. Nemaha's got a big game coming up on Tuesday night against their rival Sabatha. That'll be at Sabatha, the rematch. Holton's got another home game. They're fifth in a row. Next action on Tuesday, Holton will host Jeff West.
Have the area schools got their makeup games all played by now? Or?
Not all of them. Holton's made them all up. Nemaha has the one against Riverside still.
Okay.
I think there's some schools that have one left to make up, so maybe one three-game week still to come.
Well, that's good.
Say, Jeff West has a four-game week next week, I think.
Yeah. Perry has a couple, three-game weeks still to go. They got a couple games still to make up. After last night here in Holton, the Holton girls beat Perry, but Perry boys won to stay undefeated in the league. Here's Tinley Wilson, a three, no good. Rebound tipped, and the Thunder save it in. Still 19-5, Nemaha Central. Minute 40 to go till the break. So was Holton a bigger rivalry for you? More so than Sabetha Terp when you were at Nemaha?
I'd say they're even.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that Sabetha Nemaha rivalry, you know,
yeah,
that's pretty deep. So
we usually got the best of them. But Scott could usually beat Holton.
It was crazy.
Good look for Holton that time in the paint, but the shot by Larrison wouldn't go. Now down to a minute left here in the half. Coach Hilton calling out a play as they may work this clock a little. Shot clock probably coming, Terp. Are you wishing and hoping the shot clock gets here sooner than later for high school basketball?
I like it.
Yeah.
They find somebody to run it.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's Honeyman driving right side of the lane. Off the glass, won't go. Schuster rebounds with 40 seconds left. Can Holton get a point here in the second quarter?
Well,
might be their last chance.
Might be
here.
This last possession.
I'm going to say yes right here.
You're going to call it?
I'm going to call it.
Deflected out of bounds off Mackey. So now 30 seconds left as they stop for Larrison to tie the laces. Don't want to foul if you're Nemaha because that would mean two free throws.
Exactly.
Even though both teams have not been good at the line, over four each of them tonight. Inbound to Wilson right near half court, tightly defended by Holthouse. Now Allen up top to Larrison with 20 seconds to go. It's a 4-0 second quarter in favor of Nemaha at the moment. Larrison drives, shot blocked, but a foul. And Laura heading back to the line where she missed two a moment ago.
I didn't say how they were going to score.
Two attempts here from the charity stripe with 13 seconds left.
It's two fouls on Honeyman. I don't think it's going to hurt her. Second half, it's nice to have that free foul play with in the second half.
Yep. There you go. There's some connects on the free throw. Holton's first point of the quarter, first point for Laura. Honeyman will go to the bench alongside Zoe Sudbeck now with two fouls each. Holton trying for their second point in the second quarter, and they get it. There's hit them both. Holton will bring in Natalie Wilcott and Kaya Taylor. Out comes Larrison and Wilson defensively here for this last possession.
Well, it's kind of a big possession hole. It's 4-2 right now in the quarter, and you don't want to lose too much ground. Probably didn't see a little pressure, take a little time off the clock. But here comes the ball screen. And
Dolly now all the way.
Look.
Over Schuster missed. Brooke Wilcott rebounds. 2 seconds left, and she's not going to get a shot off. So a 4-2 second quarter.
Yeah, they're, you know, probably made, Nemaha probably made more three-pointers than they did in the paint.
You coaches are supposed to be breaking your fist, hitting the walls in the locker room at halftime probably about now, huh?
Yeah, if we were within 12 of Nemaha, we'd count it a moral victory and go home probably.
No, we'd be drying our tears at halftime, saying, here we go again down here.
Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll dive into Mr. Holliday's scouting story on Terp and get you the first half stats. When we return at the break, it's Nemaha Central Girls 19 and Holton 7 here on KNCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account.
That's Ryan Beffer, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers. State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place
this
to bank.
This is the Highland Community
bank
College
is also
Halftime
the best
Show
place
on
to borrow.
The Land Radio.
From buying a home
Catch
to
a break
home
with Highland
business.
Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. Halftime of the Varsity Girls game in Holton. The visiting Nemaw Central Lady Thunder lead it 19-7. Holton had a 5-2 lead in this game and then went about 13 minutes of basketball without scoring. Nemaw Central would take a 15-5 lead at the end of one quarter. They were up 19-5 before Holton got a couple free throws in the final 30 seconds to break that long, long scoring drought that included all the second quarter and more than half of the first quarter as well. Here's the first half statistics. Offensively for Holton, 3 points for Kaya Taylor on her only triple. Holton's only triple. Natalie Wilcott, 2 points. Laura Larrison, 2 points. Holton was 2 of 6 at the line, and they had 10 turnovers in the half. Nemaw Central, 0 for 4 at the free throw line. They had 6 turnovers, but the Thunder made 3 threes. Gordon had 6 points. For Camp Nemaw Central, 11-2, defeated in the Big 7. Back this week in a game of able to have a big climb. Join on the broadcast on holiday. So you got about to talk about
oh, I hate it and got we. Bit and he leads technical me.
Yeah, that wasn't
technical.
Base 11.
I don't remember. They
And the whole town was behind me, too.
Well, wow, this is kind of impressive. This is after heart attack. We need to break it. Yeah.
Oh. my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansaland Radio.
Kim had a way. You know, Ed and I didn't.
I don't know how she put up with you two.
I don't either, to tell you the truth.
Nice pass, high-low look, and Natalie missed the shot.
Holton with a good look there. Early in this third quarter, we're just underway, still 19-7. We got a little better connection there. Nemaw misses a bank shot. It's Sudbeck at the other end, and then Holton throws it out of bounds. So a little bit sloppy still by both teams here early in this third quarter.
Still got a little to work out.
It was a 4-2 second quarter in favor of Nemaha Central. It's Holton getting two late free throws to avoid the shutout in that second frame. With the basketball on their offensive end, lobbing to Garrity. Bounce pass underneath, off the feet, but now saved in. And Sudbeck scores for the Thunder, her first bucket of the night.
She had the first 6 points against Wellsville in the tournament.
They beat Wellsville in the opening round, right? That
right.
wasn't an easy game, though, for a top seed.
Right.
Playing the host school in that.
Exactly.
Top Gun Classic, where Nemaw ended up third. 21-7 here. They lead Holton now. Natalie Wilcott makes the shot. Late whistle and a foul. Might be the third personal, but Natalie Wilcott has a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, we talked about this last night. You walk your man up the lane. You got him on the high side. You just keep moving up, Natalie did a great job of that. The pass was delivered to the baseline side. It's an easy turn and score. And the harm.
It is a third personal on Callie Honeyman, so she's going to have to check out. Emma Hermish checking in.
That'd have been a flagrant one in the NCAA. She was checking her lip there.
Good thing we don't have instant replay. I'm sure that's coming to the high school ball.
Yeah.
At some point, we're going to have a lane violation.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Went in anyway.
3-point play for Natalie Wilcott, who will come out as Laura Larison checks in.
Looks like she's all right.
Holton only down 11. Honeyman to the bench with three fouls. So Dollinghouse will help handle it. Here's a three in the corner by Hermish. Missed everything. Holton got the rebound. And defensive rebounding is one thing Holton needs to do better, as well as take care of the basketball. And finish some shots. There's a nice find to Larison.
Good look.
Larison missed it. Is Holton forcing him a little too quickly down low there?
Lord, she just needed to walk her man up, and she had great position.
Exactly.
Just need to walk her man up another step or two. And
then make that pass.
And then make the pass. Exactly right.
That turnover is here on each team.
We're going to go to Holton.
Holton's going to get the ball. It was a great steal by Erlen Allen. Great defensive play by Allen to kind of get the steal after Holton missed the shot. Then she didn't have any help without the dribble. Nemaw took it back, but then they lost it out of bounds.
Post plays a battle, and it's a constant battle.
Yep.
You can't take your foot off the gas at all and have any success.
Nope, you'll get in trouble if you...
Allen hits the jumper just left of the lane. Her first points of the night. So Holton on a 5-2 run here in this second half. Cut it down to single digits. Wilcott went for the steal and missed. Hermish goes to the basket. Gets it out to Dollinghouse, who attacks and is fouled. A blocking foul on Brooke Wilcott. Her first, team's first here in the third quarter. Would it be too tough, Terp, to think about maybe one of the top couple players that you coached during your time?
Well, he had so much talent.
Two pop out quickly.
Okay.
Kim Felkamp.
Yep.
And Ashley Lisman. Yep. And I'd have to mention Heather Holdhouse also.
A lot of good ones, no doubt.
All three of them led the state tourney in scoring.
Now, you started your coaching career at Jetmore?
Well, yeah.
Jetmore?
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
not such great memories from Jetmore?
Well, Jetmore was fine. It was the location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first year that Jetmore had a team. And we were 8-3, and they played for third place in the regional. We got third in the regional, but we only played 11 games.
Wow.
Then I went to Jewell for 10 years, and the last 32 at Nemaw.
A lot of years of coaching.
Here's a
42.
Here's a tidbit of information. Turp and I used to live in the same. No, he wouldn't. We wouldn't let him in Soldier. We both got kicked out of this town. He graduated from there. My parents taught there. Moorville, Kansas.
Yeah.
Moorville, Washington County.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I was a freshman in high school when, well, the next year John came along, but so I really didn't have to put up with him.
You guys have known each other for a while then. It goes.
I'm not sure
back.
I even knew him, but.
Yeah, but they did live in Moorville. They're both John's parents taught school there.
Did you have them as teachers?
No.
We have a radio employee from Moorville, but he's about 40 now, Wyland.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's not a lot of names common around there, but that's one I know.
Yep. Still a 9-point game and a wide-open left-handed shot by Laura Larison.
Becoming a game, boys.
Holt's had a great third quarter.
We got a football score at 21-14, and Emaugh turns it over. Holt went for the steal. Allen claiming to the ref she did not touch it. The ref partner.
Oh, they changed it. It's going to go to Holt.
And Coach Hilton's going to call a timeout as Holton scored 7 points the entire first half. And now they've got 7 here with a little over 4 minutes gone by in this third quarter. So we'll take a quick break and return in 30 seconds. Our score, Nemaw Central 21, Holton 14.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Look alongside two coaching legends tonight, John Holliday and Mike Turpin, as Nemaw Central called the timeout. Both coaches have 2 timeouts remaining. But I believe after all 3 officials got together and talked it over, they're going to say it's Nemaw Central basketball here. 3:38 to go in this third quarter. Holton has won the third quarter 7-2 to get back in this game. And now Coach Heisler not happy that he thought it was his ball coming out of this timeout.
Worst trouble is you take a timeout and you're planning for one thing, and everything you talked about was going to be null and void.
They discussed it about the entire timeout.
They did.
That's how a lot of John's teams were. You know, they were good enough that they didn't really listen too much to what he said in the timeout. They just went back out and did whatever they wanted to
do
out there.
Hey, so. My job was to stay out of the way and throw the ball out.
He was known for changing defenses every time out, and we never really adjusted to that when I was coaching.
But it is Nemaw Central basketball here. They'll have it, try to get their offense reestablished. Made 3 threes in the first quarter of this game to take an early 15-5 lead. Holtz looking down, though. Hermish, double-teamed. Honeyman back in with 3 fouls during that timeout as well for the Thunder. Gives it to Hermish, cuts through the lane.
Holton's done a better job, and there's a steal, getting to the backside of the pass.
Nice. Allen to Brooke Wilcott, who didn't handle it, gets it back to Allen, and now it's stolen away by Nemaw. Holton's not been able to capitalize on any fast break opportunities for sure. Now we got a foul against Holton, who has 12 turnovers in this game. Nemaw Central's committed 8 themselves. The Thunder will have it on their own baseline. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's 21-14 still.
Coach Sasha's fine. Wow, Honeyman,
good inbounds play.
I don't know if you can get any more wide open.
Play.
From who?
Me.
8 points now for Callie Honeyman. I'll have to go back and watch that one because it certainly opened up Honeyman for a wide open layup coming right to the basket as the Thunder poke it away. Holton will have an inbound play on their own baseline here as they bring Natalie Wilcott and Tinley Wilson back in. Harrison and Allen go out. For Nemahan, Jade Mackey checks back into the game. Sudbeck, Holthaus, Dollinghouse, and Honeyman on the floor for Coach Hilton's visiting team in purple. Up to the lane, Natalie dribble, shoots, missed. And over the back foul on Elizabeth Schuster. I believe she's the first Holton player to get hit with a second foul in this game tonight. For the Wildcats, anyway. Two on this, three total fouls on Holton here in the third quarter. 2:37 to go.
Well, Holton had a great quarter going until that inbounds play, and that's just a. Those used to just tear me up. Opponent scored on the inbounds play. And got a travel.
Yep. But Beck called for the walk. That's turnover number 9 on the Thunder. They lead by 9. And Nemo's going to apply some full court pressure.
Full court man pressure.
It's about time.
You know, that's kind of old school Big Seven where it didn't matter if he's playing Nemo or Sabetha. It was pressure when you got off the bus till
you got out of town.
5 second count. Tinley Wilson dribbling the basketball, being defended closely the whole time, and that'll take away another possession for the Wildcats. Boys game to follow here tonight. I believe it's mini cheer night or something. There's a big crowd here on hand.
Yeah, it was tough finding a parking place.
Last night there was about 20 people here for the makeup games on a Thursday against Perry LeCompton.
Yep.
Jump ball here. Good defense by Kaya Taylor, but Nemo Central will keep it on the arrow. With a minute 53 to go in this third quarter.
Holton's done a good job of shutting down Nemo's three-point shooters. They're not getting any looks anymore.
Yeah, as soon as they went man-to-man, they got a great look.
Yep,
off to Honeyman. Inside. And no help defense from behind. Honeyman gets another easy basket and leads everyone in this game with 10 points.
Yeah, I know Sabetha used to have a play they did that where they isolate that post and they throw it to the backtalk, especially when Rantley was playing.
Yep.
Which is why we quit defending, going man-to-man, sideline out of bounds against Sabetha.
Yep.
So after another Holton turnover, Nemaha will set up offense. Sunnyman's got a couple easy buckets here in a row after Holton had pulled within 7. Hermish lobs it down low to Sudbeck. She turns and shoots. Missed. Taylor rebound.
I need Kai to hit a 3-4.
Wilson, top of the key to Taylor right wing. Gets it into Schuster, but it's deflected. And again, Nemo Central steals it. That's 3 straight turnovers on possessions for Holton. Hermish to Dollinghouse in the near corner. She's got Mackey. High post Sudbeck. Under 50 seconds left now here in the quarter. Omaha with the ball up 11. Holthaus. Ball knocked out of bounds by Taylor. Dollinghouse back in for the Thunder. Allen returns for the Cats. 25-14. Nemo looking to get to 8-0 in the Big 7 League. They have 3 games next week. Sabetha Tuesday, Perry Thursday, and then at Riverside next Friday for the Thunder. First of 2 meetings against the number 1 ranked Cyclones.
Might be a fun one.
Good defense there. Steal by Brooke Wilcott, who's all alone for the layup. And that's her first points of the game.
Yep, she didn't miss that one.
Didn't have footsteps close behind her. And Holton cuts it down to single digits again. 20 seconds left. Dolly now ticks off left side of the lane. Picks it home.
Returns the favor.
Breakdown for Holton defensively. Dolly now vision to take advantage of it and go score. 8 seconds left. Allen into the half court with 5 to shoot.
Lobs nice it. Cut.
Brooke Wilcott missed it.
short at the buzzer. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Nemaw Central 27, Holton 16, a one-minute break, and one quarter to go. 103.9 KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke, John Holliday, Mike Turpinning with you here as we head to the fourth quarter of the girls' contest.
Nemaw's been man-to-man whole ball game, I believe.
Yeah, I think they have.
They jumped in a full four-court man. And does he ever do any run?
He does, occasionally. He tries to trap in the corner especially, but...
In the half court?
Yep.
Holton ball here with Natalie Wilcott, Brooke Wilcott, Tinley Wilson, Schuster, and Allen. Tinley fakes the three. Allen on the right wing against the Nemaw zone. Natalie shoots, and that's going to be foul number four on Callie Honeyman.
That's a problem.
She leads everyone with 10 points. Has scored in every quarter tonight.
I'm disappointed that Haddon isn't throwing a full-court press at him, but... That's just me.
You're relentless, Terp.
He was. That is no lie.
Natalie Wilcott missing the first of two free throws.
Well, it'll be a lot harder with Honeyman on the bench because she plays the point of it.
Well, you know, that's a big game changes, you know.
Yep.
From year to year, but, it was Big Seven used to be a
pressing league.
Full court. Get after it, leg. Yep. It was up and down and missed shot. Everybody's running down the floor.
Yep.
And
foul against Holton. Second of two free throws was good for Natalie Wilcott. So it's a 10-point game at 27-17. Natalie Wilcott has a team high 6 points for Holton. We're going to get two free throws for Cammy Dollinghouse. Terp, have you seen the Silver Lake girls play yet this year?
I don't need to. I did 2 years ago.
You knew what was coming, huh? Well, they got a sophomore you didn't see 2 years ago.
Yeah,
pretty darn good, too.
She's pretty good.
That team I saw beat Nemaw in the finals, those girls were all back.
Final sub-state?
Yeah. The next year. And plus, Ziggy's helping with them, too.
No, he's helping the boys.
Oh, okay. He just can't give it up.
No. We're smarter than he is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's our story. We're sticking to it?
Yeah, I'm sticking to it.
Lauren Ziegler down at Silver Lake. Yes. Cammy Dollinghouse made two free throws. She's got 6 points. Nemaw's back up by 12. So here's another question I wanted to ask you, Terp. What are your thoughts on the Big Seven and Mid-East combining next year for what that's going to be like?
Well,
Speaking of Silver Lake.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough in every sport. You know, football, basketball, track. It's going to be a lot tougher than the Big Seven.
Kind of exciting, though, right? I mean, you lose some traditions of not playing league teams twice.
Yeah,
but.
I'd love it. Yeah.
For Silver Lake, Riley County, Rossville, and St. Mary's combining with the Big Seven teams,
exactly.
All of them minus Riverside, to form the Big East next year. Holton awarded the ball here down by 12 with 6:48 to go. Thunder do show a little bit of a press, and they get a steal.
He must have heard me.
With the ball up 12, and Holton has 16 turnovers now in this game. Mackey, double dribble.
That double dribble.
Yep. 11 turnovers on Nemaw as well.
You told told us earlier he never listened to you when you were his assistant. Are you smarter now?
He said
his staff was a lot better than it used to be, and yeah. I didn't buy it, but
I don't think he ever liked me. We spent a lot of time together in the summer, and I coached his wife and
Sarah.
Yep.
Foul here on the Thunder. We'll give Holton another chance to score with the clock stopped. A couple free throws coming up. 6:18 to go. Foul on Nemaz Reagan Carity. That's her second.
The thing about it is, you coached her. She likes you.
Pardon?
I said Sarah likes you. I said that's scary.
Yep.
She's still.
She's one of the few. Hold up.
First free throw misses by Laura Larrison. She's got one more coming.
Now, if you really want to get some stories, you get Sarah's dad in here and let him tell some perp stories.
Yeah. Todd Helms got some good perp stories?
Oh, my.
I've got better ones on him.
That's the first points of the game for Elizabeth Schuster.
Wow.
Got two extra shots after the second missed free throw by Laura Larrison, and Liz finally gets one to drop. It's a 10-point game. Emo's done a good job defending her inside.
They have. They
traveling on Mackey.
Well, I don't know about that.
Mr. Tony Rishik thought it was.
Yep. Rishik, is that a Jackson?
His son played here.
Yep.
Played at Baker. Football.
I thought so.
His older son was the Willie the Wildcat
yeah,
K-State
for a while.
That's even better.
Tony's a good guy. Here's Larrison driving right side. Plus one. Laura Larrison showing a little emotion. She's got 6 points.
Enough time to come back if they start doing things like that.
Well, she makes the free throw. It's a 7-point game.
Exactly.
That's as close as we've been. Holton got within 21-14 at the 3-minute mark in the third quarter. And Ema answered.
Yep.
Let's see if the Thunder can answer again here. Larrison is 3 for 7 at the stripe.
Well, the question is how long is on the bench till Haddon gets a little nervous.
Probably she's coming back
right
in
now.
Nemaz just turned it over again. So 13 turnovers on the Thunder, and Holton's going to have the ball only down 7 with just over 5.5 minutes to play. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back here to Holton High School. Big 7 Lake Double Dip tonight. We got two different television crews in the house from Topeka. We got the Nemaha broadcast on video. We got the Holton Channel broadcast on MSC Sports. And we got the best broadcasters on KNZA with legends John Holliday and Mike Turpining here tonight. And it's going to be Holton ball down 7 out of this timeout. Callie Honeyman does not check back in yet with her 4 fouls. We'll see if Holton can get any closer than 7 and put a little more pressure on the visitors.
Are Spalding and Boswell broadcasting tonight?
Spalding is straight across from you in the second row. Well, they are doing the scoreboard show later tonight, yes.
So we have a chance to be the best broadcast crew on KNCA. They were on KMCA last Tuesday, though, weren't they?
Yeah. No, KNCA, I think. Tuesday
night. That's right. We did the whole channel last Tuesday night, and they were on
KMCA. Jake and Buzz have been doing some Tuesday games with Brandon out in the scoreboard show every Friday night.
Oh, I got to look here. If she can. Oh, here it is.
Schuster double dribbled. I thought maybe she was going to get away with it under the basket, kind of a late whistle, but an untimely turnover. Holton 17th. That's been their bugaboo tonight.
Yeah, I saw this in the whole boys game the other night. You got a baseline drive. You really got to get to the baseline, for a kickout. You can't let a long angle pass like that. You got an easy pass if you get to the baseline. You got an easy jump shot.
Thunder possession here on offense. 5 minutes to go in the game.
Whoops.
Second meeting of the year. Nemaw Central won at home over Holton. 44-29.
Excuse me. Haddon's running his five out offense.
And they turn it over.
Didn't work.
And both teams just really sloppy at times here. Passes tonight.
I never had that much patience to run a five-out offense, especially against you.
I didn't. I was at a disadvantage. I was the assistant coach. So. He didn't like my matchup zone.
He's in it, though. Look at him. 3-2 zone and hit a baseline jump shot.
Will take
rebound.
And Taylor got the backside board.
Good
fight.
Pass.
Brooke Wilcott. Missed it. Larrison, foul.
Foul line.
Laura Larrison is the heartbeat right now, keeping this Holton team alive.
Yeah, she really is.
She's got to get two free throws.
Tough girl inside.
She had a pretty good week this week. Really improvement. All facets of her game.
Larrison's got 7 points and two free throws coming. First one rattles in as Callie Honeyman returns.
Wilcott, Marilyn Allen, check back in after hopefully the make. There it is.
7 of 14 from the line tonight for Holton, but Larrison's made 3 in this fourth quarter already and has 9 points. And we got a 5-point game, fellas.
Yes, we do.
4:21 to go.
Half a quarter to go.
It's shaping up like a Holton-Nemaw.
Yeah, it is.
Game.
Thunder led 15-5 at the end of a quarter. They were up 12 at halftime. Dollinghouse to Garrity, Honeyman back in, Sudbeck and Holthouse are out there as well for Coach Hilton. Sudbeck now without the dribble in some trouble, the ball thrown to Honeyman. Brooke Wilcott went for the steal and missed. Under 4 minutes to play.
Holton's doing a great job governing.
An offensive push off.
And Haddon didn't argue either. So.
No, she went down right in front of him, so.
Tried to get some separation to receive that pass, but they say a little push-off against Brooke Wilcott, so Callie Honeyman will foul out with 3:52 to go, finishing with 10 points, which is still a game high.
Now he's chirping.
Well, you got to sometimes.
See, that's the difference. You'd have done it when he's right in front of you.
Yeah, I probably got to.
You wouldn't let him get that far away.
Never learned that.
Wilcott to Wilcott.
Oh,
big shot,
man.
No. Rebound. Almost traveled. But Chilton wanted a call there and didn't get it. Holton keeps the possession here down 5. They could make it one score game.
We're back in the zone without Honeyman.
Taylor to Allen on the perimeter. Natalie and Schuster at the high post inside. Now Brooke comes to the near corner to get it. Schuster. Good ball movement. They find
nice
Schuster. Who scores? And we got a 3-point game.
Timeout, Holton.
Schuster 30. With 4 points. Timeout, Holton. 3:02 to go. And it's a 3-point game. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, here in the fourth quarter, Holton has scored 10. Nemaw Central has scored 2 on a couple free throws. No field goals by the Thunder in this fourth quarter as Holton's got back in it with 3:02 to go out of a timeout. Both coaches have 2 timeouts remaining. No pressure by Holton as Nemaw Central will walk it ahead right to left.
You know, Holton played zone that whole first quarter, gave up 15 points, and after they've been man-to-man, they've given up 14 the last three quarters.
And
a turnover.
Schuster with the steal, dribbling it up. Now finds Brooke Wilcott, and it's poked away from her.
She got lucky there. Could have been a foul.
Holton ball underneath their own basket. Turnover number 15 for Nemaw Central. Five of them in this fourth quarter already. Larrison coming back in. Out goes Natalie Wilcott.
Somebody better put a body on her.
Also, the foul situation right now. Five fouls on Nemaw, so Holton is already in the bonus.
I know how that feels.
Only one foul. Only one foul on the Wildcats here in the fourth quarter.
I think we got away with another one.
Well, here's a Holton foul after Nemaw Central has stolen.
Right.
You got away with so many fouls, Herb. You fouled so much, they couldn't call them all.
Oh, my.
See if Nemaw can get a good look here in a one-possession game and increase their lead of three. Couple triples in the first frame. Nice
there it
cut.
Is.
Herman,
she'll
the
make
freshman.
That. Yeah.
Around the left side of the lane, and Emma scores.
It's going to be a good one.
Boy, when you get a freshman stepping up in a game
exactly.
like this to find a way to score and right the ship, you got to like that. Lordy, keep walking man up. She's got a mismatch down there.
Boy, does she.
Got Mackey's on it. Walker up the floor, barrier.
They're trying to put somebody behind her, but.
Touch for Schuster in the paint. Muscles it up, draws the foul. Schuster to the line for two with Holton down five, and now just a minute 53 to go in the fourth quarter.
We talked about that with Elizabeth last night in our Holton channel. This is something she had. She went stronger, left hand, got fouled going to the line, but that was something she didn't do a very good job of last year. She's added that to her game. This is the front end, leaving it short.
She's got some good looks tonight.
Yes.
Go here for Schuster coming. And off the back lip, a friendly bounce through. Liz Schuster's got five all in the fourth quarter. Possession, not quite. It's a four-point game. To get fouled on the three, is that a one possession?
Well, that's my math skills. John Thomas never helped me.
You're a science teacher, right? Just like I was.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Foul against Holton here on an offensive rebound for Nemaw Central. The Holton foul is on Natalie Wilcott. So the Thunder by four, going to inbound under their own goal. See if they can get another great inbound play here. Holton stays matched up.
Comes with flex
underneath.
Cut. Did a better job defending it.
Ellinghouse against Taylor. Got a nice screen from Garrity.
There's some three-point shooters in there. They're just not getting open.
A little bump foul for Holton. It probably isn't a bad thing. I mean, they're now two possessions. And now, I think both the double bonus rest of the night. Third on Natalie Wilcott there. First Holton player with three fouls. Ellinghouse will trigger it in. Taylor stands in front of her on the far sideline.
Oh.
Inbound to Hermish in the corner.
Pass it on a little further.
Hermish in the paint. The Holthouse top of the key. She drives in the lane and it's ripped away. And we're going to get a foul on Holton. That's two free throws for Nemaw Central. As Brooke Wilcott thought she had taken it away, but instead picks up personal number two. To the line is Haley Holthouse for the first time tonight. Nemaw Central is 2 of 6 from the foul line. That one no good. Little pressure free throws here. Larris is going to come back in to play some offense. Replacing Natalie Wilcott. And for Nemaw, Zoe Sudbeck checks to the floor, replacing Mackey.
She's having a tough night. She played really well last week. Sudbeck.
Off Central has won the Big 7 League in the last six consecutive years. Second free throw good. 7 points now for Haley Holthouse. Holton down five. Taylor threw it away, and she did. 19 turnovers on the Cats.
That was a tough one there.
First.
Yes, sir.
Against,
With a minute to go, Nemaw Central have the ball. They're up by 5. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is coming up. We'll pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Then we got boys basketball still to come tonight as well. Back now after a 30-second timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Fun broadcast tonight. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Justin Fluke joined by John Holliday and Mike Turpin. Girls' game was all Nemaha early and throughout the first half. They even led by 11 coming into this fourth quarter. Holton cut it to 3, but now down 5, and Nemaha Central has the basketball. Both teams in the bonus. Holton does have the possession arrow if they could get a jump ball situation. Thunder trying to close it out without Callie Honeyman, who fouled out with just under 4 minutes to go, and there's a little bump foul on Tinley Wilson that'll put Haley Holthouse back to the line, where she hit one of two a moment ago. Foul number 2 on Tinley.
She's usually pretty good foul line, so let's see if she can make up for that miss.
And we talk about Holton's post player Schuster being a good free. Had a pretty good season.
Yeah, she has
as well. Holthouse misses the first again.
Has Garrity shot one tonight?
She's 0 for 2 tonight. Those are back in the second quarter.
Okay.
Garrity's only got 2 points. Her and Schuster have kind of been a stalemate.
Yeah, they've shut each other down.
Holthouse hits the second. She's got 8 points, and the lead is 6. Larison returns, and the Thunder will apply a little full-court pressure here to try to slow down the Cats. Two timeouts remaining for Holton, one left for Nemaha.
Only trouble is a man full court, but
Taylor breaks the press. So Chisler wanted to reach and foul, didn't get it, but he will here. And Taylor going to shoot 2 free throws. She's a good one, 75% at the line, and Holton definitely needs him after this foul on Cammy Dollinghouse. That's her second. Taylor has 1 3-point made shot in the first quarter tonight. That's it. These will be her first 2 free throws of the game.
She's a nice little athlete. Does she usually score more? Or?
It's hit and miss. Three-pointers is kind of her MO.
Right.
She's,
yeah.
She's on. She's hitting.
Kind of streaky.
But she's becoming more competent as a ball handler, and a leader, and plays pretty tight defense as well.
Well, that ought to help her confidence.
A lot.
She hit both free throws. Yeah, Holton just has really Erlyn Allen and Natalie Wilcott, 2 seniors, on this team, so, and Nemaw doesn't really have seniors, so I think the Big 7 League, as down as it is this year, I think next year should be a lot better for a lot of teams.
Right.
Except Riverside, but they won't be in the league anymore either, so.
Is their good girl a senior?
Yeah. Taylor Weiser's going to Central Missouri to play college basketball.
Okay.
And Studer, their point guard's really good.
Right.
They got a couple of other players that can hit some shots, so. Timeout here with Holton down 4. They're next to last timeout of the game. We got 49 seconds remaining.
Does Riverside have a conference?
Yeah, they're going to the Northeast Kansas
League. Well, that's where they need to be.
And Troy's going there as well.
Yeah, and that's where
they're TBL. So.
I bet that's a pretty good league.
Yeah. JCN Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, Jackson Heights, Oski, McLeod, Farham, Academy.
Those two will upgrade it a little. I don't know about girls, but Troy's boys, when I was around anyhow, used to be pretty tough.
The girls for Troy have a phenomenal sophomore, Harper Westside.
Really?
Leading score. She is really good. They're having about a 500 season this year.
Yep.
I don't think they'll miss the bus trips, though, in the TBL.
Oh, my goodness. Going to Clifton Clyde.
Oh, my.
Justin?
No.
Steal and a layup.
Brooke Wilcott makes it a 2-point game.
Now we got a ball game.
Steal and a basket. 33-31. Tipped out of bounds.
So Nemaw Central needs a strong, confident ball handler. Coach Hilton going to take his final timeout of the night. On the last inbound, they actually threw it from out of bounds to out of bounds and then threw it back to the original girl that was going to trigger in the ball.
Yes.
Let's see what they do here. It's a full timeout, so we have time for a quick 30-second break on the Holton Channel and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
KNZA.
Well, you two coaches, Holiday Interpreting, probably didn't expect anything less than this tonight, huh?
Well, typical Holton Nemaw, back when we coached.
We're back together, so I guess.
Knocked down, drag out.
Yep.
Thunder by two. They sent a couple girls on the fly. Now still troubling getting it in.
Trap and a foul.
Double team and a foul, Cammie Dollinghouse.
And that's who Nemaw wants at the foul line.
She's 2-for-2 in the fourth quarter already.
She's a confident young lady.
I was probably a little surprised Holton fouled that quick.
I don't think they were trying. I think it was a double team trap.
I love the trap and the full court pressure, but you got all day right now. We got, you know.
Got a little aggressive.
It's 33 seconds is going to take 33 minutes.
Dollinghouse makes the first. She's trying to up it now to a two-possession lead. Larrison for Holton and Sudbeck for Nemaw check back into the game. That was the third on Brooke Wilcott. I think she was just trying to get a jump ball there, but a little too aggressive,
yeah,
as Kurt mentioned. Only now second free throw. It's a big one. She got them both. How about those free throws?
Nothing
clutch
but net.
Clutch. Holton needs just a quick basket. Down four. Doesn't have to be a three.
Just any bucket.
Taylor fakes. Drives.
What a look.
And Holton will take their final timeout. Woo! What a drive and step through Taylor.
Where was that at?
I was mentioning her defense and her three-pointers.
Quite honestly, poor defense, Nemaw. Don't let anybody get to the lane.
Yeah, I didn't see who was Gardner, and I won't mention who it was.
I don't think anybody did. She split the defense.
Yep.
And got to the rim. And
made a nice layup.
She did.
Well, Jim coming up next. 22 seconds left here. Nemaw's going to try to get it into whoever, probably Dollinghouse. She's 4-for-4 at the line, right?
Yep.
And Holton, if they don't get a steal, needs to foul in about 5 seconds, right?
They got time. To me, I'd play for a 10-second count.
Mr. Holiday could make these 20-second games.
We can stretch it forever.
Week.
But.
Well, I didn't quite see this one coming after the first quarter when Nemaw led 15-5, and even coming into this fourth, they were still up 11, and Holton had never really made much of a run. Got it to 7 at one point in the third quarter. That was as close as they've gotten. And now they've cut it to 2 twice here in the final minute. Thunder will throw it in. They line up 4 across the free throw line here. Holthouse to trigger it in. Holton man-to-man. Holthouse runs the baseline. Gets it into Cammie Dollinghouse. She's 4-for-4 at the line. She holds it.
Then foul. Now you get a foul.
Yep.
Now you get a foul.
Now they
there
go foul Haley Holthouse. With 15 seconds to go, Holthouse is 2-for-4 at the line. All those in the fourth quarter as well. So we'll see how this junior fares. Third foul on Taylor.
This is where the two shots really affect the game.
It does. Yeah, 1-1 here.
Yep. You'd be up screaming at our shooter.
Yeah, I would.
Haley made it. 3-point Thunder lead. No Chilchin.
Better get them over.
With both coaches out of timeout, they're milking for all they can here, trying to coach from the sideline, substitutions.
This is a big free throw for Nemaw.
Yep.
Have a chance to go here in the final 30 seconds. They do just that. 10 points now for Haley Holthouse. Holton needs a quick bucket again. Taylor.
to Brooke Wilcott. Back to Taylor. Fakes the three. Drives and kicks. Brooke, three-pointer. No. Rebound. Up goes out. Fake shot good. 3 seconds left. Nemo does not need to throw it in.
No.
They do not have to throw it in, and the Thunder win it by to stay unbeaten at 8-0 in the Big 7 League. Coach Hilton might have popped a couple more gray hairs tonight from what he has left.
He has no hair, so I don't say. He might have lost a few more.
He may go home and shine it up, though.
Great game. Great, great Holton-Nemo Hall matchup from start.
Yep.
Actually, from the end of the first quarter on. But that 10-point lead for Nemo Hall was just too much for Holton to overcome. Played great three quarters after that first stanza.
Good job.
Then all of a sudden, free throws wins ball games.
Exactly. Four of them at the end, clutch.
Yeah, they were.
It was a two-point game both times, and Nemo went to the line and hit both free throws both trips.
Made it two possession both times.
Holton won that fourth quarter 19-10, but not enough as Nemo Central wins the ball game. 37-35 is the final here tonight. Post-game final stats, that's all coming up next, plus a pair to bank on after this here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post-Game Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. No land.
KNZA.
Welcome back, Holton High School. Girls final, Nemo Central 37, Holton 35. Thunder led 15-5 at the end of one. They were up 19-7 at the break. Holton cut it to 7, but it was still Nemo Central leading by 11 at the end of the third quarter. Holton cut it to 3 with 3 minutes to go, and then cut it to 2 twice in the final 90 seconds. But Nemo Central goes 4-for-4 at the line in the final 30 seconds. They go 8-for-10 at the stripe in the fourth quarter alone.
And Nemaw Central able to hold on for the victory. They're now 8-0 in the league and 12-2 overall on the season. Holton had 19 turnovers tonight. Nemaw Central ended up with 15 turnovers themselves. And nobody made any three-pointers in the second half. We had Nemaw with three and Holton with one in the first half, but that was it from the outside. Here's the final scoring tonight for Holton. They were led by Laura Larrison off the bench with 9. Kaya Taylor had 7. Natalie Wilcott, 6. Elizabeth Schuster held to just 5. Erilyn Allen and Brooke Wilcott each had 4. So Holton has 6 total girls score tonight between 4 and 9 points. Nobody in double digits. For Nemaw Central, they had 2 girls get to 10. Callie Honeyman before fouling out with 3:52 to go. Didn't play much at all in the fourth quarter. Haley Holthouse ends up with 10 points. Now, 2 threes in the first quarter to help get Nemaw off to a great start. And then 4 free throws late for Haley Holthouse. Also, Cammy Dollinghouse scored 8. She went 4-for-4 at the line in the fourth quarter. And Nemaw got 2 points from Reagan Garrity and 2 for Zoe Sudbeck in the win. 37-35 Thunder over the Wildcats. Final thoughts, Coach Holliday, Coach Turpiny?
Well, I guess that's what you're going to get when you get these two schools together. And Nemaw let off the gas a little. Holton obliged and came back. And Nemaw was able to hit some free throws.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm going to miss about the Big 7 is Holton Nemaw knew. You know, they were fun two ball games, and
yep,
you know, we may be down to once a year now, but
right.
You know, hopefully they'll pick each other up and maybe a non-com, but
right.
But you know, that's I think we've seen some improvement for this whole group. They, you know, without the first quarter, they come back and play a great three quarters, and you know, find a way to claw back in it, and treat it to a great Big 7 girls matchup.
It was good.
And that's kind of indicative of what the Big 7 stood for a lot of years.
Yep.
In girls basketball.
Yep.
Great competitive basketball games.
Yep. Somebody from 4A or 3A would usually make it to the state tournament. Might not happen this year, but it played well tonight.
Got the boys game coming up. We're going to send it back to our studios for a bit unless Coach Terp has any good stories to tell on Coach Holliday. You sticking around for the boys game, Mike, or what's your
well, name? If you'll let me.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
We'll take
I'll
a little
back.
Break so you can think of all the stories that you haven't shared yet. And we'll be back here in about 10 minutes to get reset for the boys basketball game between Nemaw Central and Holton.
Flyer to bank on?
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Who is your player to bank on tonight?
Well, my.
Out. That's mine.
I mean, she just took over the fourth quarter.
Right.
Obviously, she went 4-for-4, but you know that's who Nemaw Hall went to kind of right the ship and keep things going. And she just kind of was quarterback.
Yep, she's a steadying force for Nemaw Hall. She kind of keeps them together.
I'm not going to argue with Cammy Dollinghouse, but Haley Holthouse is in the conversation.
Also, exactly.
She's,
I mean,
right,
she
there.
Had 2 free throws of 15
you're
seconds
right.
left
yep.
in the fourth quarter. But the
right.
other thing she did was. She hit 2 threes that got Holton out of that zone in the
that
first
is,
quarter.
That
kind of
true.
Gave the Thunder that early 10-point advantage.
See, that
right.
was her screw-up. If they,
yeah.
she'd have missed one up,
yeah.
Holton still been in the zone, they had won by 20. So.
All right, our player to bank on in the Be Outdoors postgame show wrapping up. What's your website? What do you know about Be Outdoors, Coach? Anything? We don't normally get to do radio games. They're
we
our
do.
Postgame
yeah.
sponsor,
yeah.
so you get a free plug.
I
tonight.
Do. I get a free plug. Hey, I'm the man to call when you need real estate. Those other guys ain't bad either, but you know, I tell you what, land's kind of come down. The interest rates are high, but there's some out there, some pretty good purchases, and you know, there's some stuff on the website that if you're looking for something, it's probably there. The residential side isn't moving very well, but there's seems to be a lot of land moving across the northeast Kansas, and you know, we've expanded quite a bit and sell some over east and over west quite a ways as well. So
there you go.
Give us a call. Give
John
us a call.
Holliday.
We'd love to talk to you.
Help you with all your real estate.
He'll talk to you. All right.
So John's like selling fins and selling
exactly.
real estate, and he's broadcasting. What are you doing, Terp, with all your free time?
I'm taking a nap.
Don't call Terp before noon because he's not out of bed yet.
I mean, you got some grandkids that are doing some pretty good things, especially in, is it track that you got a granddaughter that's
it's
pretty
at
special?
Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah, yep, she's doing really well.
At Louisville.
Yeah.
Is she pole vault?
Yeah, she pole vault.
Okay.
And she set the state record in the pole vault at 5A in Kansas. got another one that's a senior this year that had the best vault in the state last year. Unfortunately, it didn't come at the state track meet, so she didn't win that. But, yeah, my kids are got a daughter that, or a granddaughter that's playing golf for Rockhurst. And so, been pretty proud of them.
You can't take any credit for the
no,
for the pole vaulting teaching lessons, can you?
Well, that's all I coach pole vault for 42
okay, you did?
Years.
Okay.
And I did. The only thing I did for them is I got them started early.
Yep.
When they were 8 year old, I took them out to Jamestown to Duckborough, and lo and behold, it stuck with them, and they worked really hard at it.
It's kind of the same with any sport, though, right? I mean, the younger they start, the more exposure and just. Experience
exactly.
They get doing anything, the better they're going to be, right?
Right, and I didn't know, you know, being in a 5 and 6 A school at Mill Valley, if they'd be good enough. But boy, they both took to it and done really well.
Awesome to hear. Mike Turpin joining us tonight, longtime Nemaha Valley coach, and John Holliday, of course, longtime Holton girls coach. They'll both be back for the boys' game, so don't go anywhere. We'll get you caught up to date with news and weather and return for boys' Big 7 basketball after this timeout.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at MSC News.